Auckland Council Libraries have just launched Kura. It's an online heritage collection and is free to access from the comfort of your home. They launched it back in 2019 and it has manuscripts, photos, rare books, oral history for people to view and use, and it's probably very, very good for research. Joining us now is Tim Barnett from the Auckland Libraries. Kia ora, Tim. This sounds like quite an exciting project.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Lovely to be talking with you. Yes, it is. It's been really, really fantastic to make the incredible heritage collections at Auckland Libraries much more available and searchable and discoverable. We've been working on it for about 5 years now, and it's really great to see how much more engagement we're getting from the collections that we hold and how people are finding stuff that they never knew existed, which is sort of one of the reasons we were doing this, is to make these collections more available to everybody.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask, because when I think of libraries, I do think of you guys being the resource that I'd go to for information. But what's different about Kura compared to other, all the other amazing content and things you have in the library?
Well, when we first started the project, what we discovered was we had about 70 different databases. And, the librarians over the decades have been compiling all this great information, but you pretty much needed a librarian to help you find stuff. The information was so hard to find. So the idea with Kura is that you can find it actually on Google, because it's surfacing in Google, which is great. So just, go to the website, start typing, and you'll be able to find almost anything you're looking for.
So Kura is actually you putting it up online and making it more available that way, rather than us having to sort of dig through everything like you just mentioned. That's so awesome and so needed to be done.
Yeah, it's really great. It's the idea was to have a single search across everything. So, we've got incredible manuscripts and we've got all these indexes. The indexes started, that librarians have been creating indexes for at least at Auckland Libraries for the last about 70 years. And so if you put your family name in there, you're almost certain to get a hit. So it's really great for family research, for whakapapa research, but also just to take a deep dive into Auckland's history. Absolutely fascinating.
I know. We've actually, up on the RNZ Knights website, we've posted some of the photos you've sent in, and they're amazing. I'm a music lover, but there's a couple of photos. I think Fatal Jelly Space at the power station in 1989. But then there's this other amazing photo of Howard Morrison in 1971 wearing this most glorious sort of red silk shirt. This is the gold that, we know libraries have, but now we can see it ourselves. What else are your favourites?
Exactly.
What other favourites have you discovered?
It's really hard to pick something. Speaking of Howard Morrison, if you do a search on him, you'll find him with the Howard Morrison Quartet at the Crystal Palace Ballroom in Mount Eden Road in 1959. So it's kind of like any era you want to dive into, there's material there. There's a photograph. The Winkelmann Collection is one that I've been working on recently, and that's one of the sort of founding collections of glass plates that were gifted to the library by Henry Winkelmann in, I think, 1928. But he was one of the very early people to really do a really great job of documenting Auckland. And there's a fantastic photograph of the Labor Day Parade in Queen Street in 1904, which is from two glass plates, and our team at the digital assets team, with our digitization guy, Joseph Brown, digitally stitched these glass plates together, because Winkelmann would take them in a series with the idea that they would be published as panoramas. Some of them were, some of them weren't, but the one that I'm looking at now, and I think it might be hopefully it's on the webpage.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at it too.
Yeah. And so if you go to the New Zealand Herald, that gives a report of that, it says it was the biggest Labor Day parade in Auckland thus far. And they've got this great line where they say, "The number of public holidays accumulating in the colony is a matter which frequently gives rise to well-grounded protest, but few will raise objection to keeping of Labor Day." So
that's very appropriate to discuss right now.
This isn't it 120 years ago. We're back again. But,
You keep going, sorry.
I was going to say, if you zoom into this photograph, you see people standing on the... It's looking at what is now the Civic Theatre. And the streets are absolutely packed with people. There's people standing on the awnings. Directly in front of us, we see Gregory's photo studio. He's got a little platform built so he can put his camera out there on this platform and photograph things happening in the street. It's so packed with people. But in the middle is a little guy in a raincoat, facing the other way, as if he's at the still center of this whirlwind. Now, he may be disinterested in the parade because he's too short and he can't see anything. I don't know. But you dive into this photograph, there is so much to see. It's just a really good example of how great these glass plates are. When you digitize them, you can zoom in and you'll see a panorama of the harbor. Zoom in and you can see, almost look through the windows. You see the washing hanging on the line. It's just
It's
fascinating.
so incredible. Yes, that photo we're talking about is up on the RNZ Nights website and you can have a look. But say if someone was sitting at home now and wanted to do a Google, would they just Google Auckland Library Kura and it would come up, or do they need to be more specific?
No, it will come up. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
Google's doing a really great job of indexing everything, and so if you put Kura Auckland Libraries, it'll pretty much be the top of the search list that you'll get. And
Yeah,
click in
amazing.
there, and then the home page has got manuscripts, photographs. You can kind of jump into the oral history. There's an enormous amount in there.
You mentioned before that Kura can help with family research, and a lot of us are thinking about family. I wonder if it's those ancestry.com, things are making us all be quite interested in where we come from or who our relationships are with others. How could people benefit from Kura if they wanted to find out more about their family?
Probably the simplest thing would be to put the family name they're researching into the top search and then just see what hits you get. What we've done is we've put a lot of effort into transcribing handwriting. So, for example, there's a manuscript which was an address to Sir George Grey on his birthday, and pages were printed and circulated all around the province, and people were invited to sign the page and put the date they arrived in the colony. Now, the handwriting on those pages is almost impossible. So we spend a lot of time transcribing, and so they're all searchable. So I found my great-great-grandfather in there. None of my family knew when he actually arrived in New Zealand. Well, lo and behold, his signature was in there with the date of his arrival. So
Oh,
there's a lot that will show up when people just start typing.
how amazing. I've actually just put my mother's maiden name in. I, just did a little Google while I was talking to you. And the amount, and it's quite an unusual name, it's not a common name, but it's come up with 5 pages of different things, including that surname. I think I could get lost in this for hours. Why is it so important to you? I mean, obviously this is, hugely great for us, but why are you so passionate about archiving?
Yeah, it's a really good question. People often ask me, how did I get into this? And I think that it really started for me with a love of history. But also, I actually ended up going on my big OE and ended up living in America for like 30 years. And I was sitting there doing similar work, archival work, and I discovered papers past and all this family history that was suddenly available because of the internet. And I thought, I'm in the wrong place. I need to be back in New Zealand. And I would feel very fortunate to be part of the team at Auckland Libraries in helping to make all of this history available to everybody. I sort of feel like there's something about honoring our forebears that is far more, we can do it far more easily because we can do these searches where in the past you would have had to have had real expert help. Now you
Oh,
can just type it in.
you would have had to spend days and days to find these photographs, and yeah, they probably wouldn't be, in the old days we would have had to use you, librarians, to access them. It's on behalf of New Zealand, thank you. It's an incredible, incredible job that you guys have done. And what happened? I mean, you'll obviously still be loading things up over time, as more sort of history comes out of the shoeboxes and out of wardrobes. If anyone's listening and they perhaps think that they've got something of value that they could add or gift to you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Well, there's a couple of ways. If If you come across a record, and we get a lot of feedback from people from the site itself, every page on the site has a little box where you can put in a comment, and we'll get comments like, "Oh, this is my uncle, not my auntie," or "This is, Auntie Bob, Uncle Bob, and not Uncle Ben," or whatever it is. And we get a lot of corrections like that, which is fantastic. But there is also a couple of email. There's an email address, specialcollections@aucklandcouncil.govt.nz. And there's a web link for general inquiries, and all of those you'll find them on the site itself. So once you go onto the Koura site, the links for contacting us are all in there.
Wonderful. And we'll link that up on RNZ Nights page as well. Tim, I've just had a quick Google. You know that I'm a music lover, and I've just put in music into Koura. I think I definitely need to. It's come up with 55 pages plus. It looks like it go on. But there is so much. You've just introduced us to the most amazing new thing to discover.
Yeah, there's a great material in there. The number of artists from New Zealand that are in there are great. I mean, it starts in some of the early stuff. It's marching bands and pipe bands, and up through in the 50s, all these jazz bands, and then you get to the 60s, all the 60s musicians and bands. Ray Columbus and Max Mert and the Meteors and all those guys. Then you get up to the 70s, and there's a lot of international artists, David Bowie at Western Springs, and Talking Heads at the Town Hall, and the 1990s stuff you saw there, Fatal Jelly Space, and there's a lot of music in there. There's also some great ma music manuscripts. We've got an incredible music manuscript collection. There's one in particular which is the Harpsichord Master, which is a it's a, you it It's a unique volume. We have the only copy on the planet, which is pretty remarkable. And it's all this beautiful, very stately music that's written for the drawing room. And it was fairly recently performed at Auckland Library. So when you go to that record and you click on the link, you can actually go to a SoundCloud page where you hear someone performing it. The cute,
Oh,
yeah, it's really nice. The cute thing about this particular little volume is that obviously it went on a journey to get here. So the music, the formal harpsichord music, is printed on every facing page. On the alternate page, whoever carried this book with them has sketched out, written out score for all kinds of jigs and hornpipes. And you kind of imagine shipboard music, where it's this beautiful mix of kind of folk music and stately drawing room music. So it's got a whole story to it, this harpsichord master.
oh my gosh, I'm intrigued. Could I play it on the radio, or is it quite, is the sound
Yeah,
quite
you
funny?
could.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love it. I'm going to go hunt it down. Tim Barnett, thank you so much for your time and all your work on Koura. Listeners, it's up on our website, all the links and everything. But otherwise, just Google Koura Auckland Library and you'll come up with it. It's a wonderful, wonderful resource. Thank you
Thank you,
so much,
Charlotte. It's
Tim.
such a pleasure to talk to you about it.
Oh, yay. Well done. And we'll talk again soon. I'm going to find that recording.
Excellent.
Yay.
Thanks.